Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "This day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They'll encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. They'll not leave one stone upon another within you. Because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. The Alleluia verse is, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts," which is taken from one of the Psalms. Today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So I think we have to ask ourselves, how does God speak to us? God speaks to us in many ways, but maybe not in the way that we expect. Sacrosanctum Concilium, one of the dogmatic constitutions from Vatican II, speaks about various ways that God speaks to us right now in the context of the Mass, the various presences of Christ right now. And I'd like to go through some of them. First, Jesus says, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, I am in your midst." Two or more. Why are we here? We're gathered in the name of the Lord. Therefore, in the praying, worshiping community, Christ is present with us right now. So we've come here in the name of the Lord. Amen? Yes. Okay, Christ is also present in the Bible. Probably one of the best definitions you can have of the Bible. The Bible is the Word of who? It's the Word of God. So every time you listen to the first reading, we're reading the book of Revelation, the book of Apocalypse, or we get the Lamb that was slain. So God is speaking to us through the Word of God. That's why we should try to pay very close attention when we're listening to the Word of God being read. And God is present also in the most special way, not only the first reading, but especially in the Gospel. That's Jesus speaking directly to us. Today we see Jesus actually weeping. We find Jesus weeping at least two times in the Bible. At the death of Lazarus in John 11, and Jesus weeping over Jerusalem because they did not recognize their time of visitation. Other way which God speaks to us, he speaks to us through the person of the priest. What is the definition that St. Augustine gives of the priest? Alter Christus. So the priest acts in persona Christi. Priest is the head of the assembly. Priest represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What other ways? Well, in a very short time, I'll be taking a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine, I'll be saying the words that Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. So when the priest says the words of consecration, then Jesus Christ becomes truly present. Not symbolically, but truly present in that host, in that cup of wine. Sometimes people will say, I'm gonna go up and get the bread. I'm gonna go up and get the wine. That bothers me. Does that bother you? You know, if you're a Protestant, you can say that. Or if you want to go to Ralph's or, you know, Food for Less, you can say that, okay? But we have to polish our vocabulary. We're not gonna, confirmation kids will say, I'm gonna go up and get the bread. Don't say that. I'm going to receive Holy Communion. That's the way it should be said. So we have to kind of polish our vocabulary. So Christ is present in the consecrated host. And Christ is present when you receive Holy Communion. He's present. And then Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. He's present to us also after Mass in the tabernacle. That's called His real presence. He's present to us on the altar and the monstrance. That's His real presence. So I think we have to pray for the grace to recognize the presence of God. And today we celebrate a saint, I think very important for us today, a saint who was a queen, a saint who lost her husband, who became a widow, a saint that really felt called to help out the poor. Here was one of the women that was one of the richest women in the world. Once her husband died, she gave everything away. And she visited the poor and the sick and the abandoned, started a hospital. This woman was incredible. She died in her 20s, a very young life when she died. But her whole life after her husband died was trying to see God in church, but seeing God in the poor. So here you have one of the richest women in the world, ends up by what? Wearing an old beaten dress and going from door to door begging alms for the poor. What a contrast. She became like St. Francis of Assisi and lived about the same time as St. Francis of Assisi. So I think we have to pray for eyes. Eyes to be able to see Christ. Ears to be able to hear Christ here now in the church. But also, once we leave the church, to see Christ in persons, places, and events. So let's turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who said yes to God and received God within her heart. But after she received God in her heart, she didn't stay with that, but rather she brought Christ to others. So this is the grace we're going to be begging for. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Amen.